it's time for Geocache Talk. Whether you are at work, in the car, or wherever you are, we hope you enjoy this show about the great sport of geocaching. If you're watching live on YouTube, you can be part of the adventure tonight in the chat room and participate with others as they watch the show. If you are listening later, please give it a like and subscribe on your favorite podcasting app so that you can get all of the weekly Geocache Talk goodness. If you have not become a patron of the Geocache Talk Network, what are you waiting for? Patron levels start as low as a bison tube level at $3 a month. The sign up is easy. Simply go to the Geocache Talk website and click on the Become a Patron button or go to patreon.com/geocachetalk. Patrons now get the famous blackout coin, invites to special events, and other really great items throughout the year. Become a patron today. Have you subscribed to FTF Magazine yet? FTF Magazine is the number one geocaching magazine available. It is a quarterly magazine that you can be part of. Submit your geocaching milestones and adventures to be published. FTF Magazine is also interactive with puzzles to solve and the hunt to find Spartacus. If you can solve the puzzle or find Spartacus, then you will be entered in to win a special pack tag. Every new subscription, you will receive a special swag pack. Subscribing is easy. Just visit FTF's website, ftfgeo.com. Don't miss out and subscribe today.
Logwork, the creators of the fantastic logbook made with genuine right-in-the-rain paper, the logbook's designed for the micro-containers of the present and future, geared towards the hider who'd rather go caching than doing cache maintenance. Find them at logwork.com. That's logwerk.com.
Big thanks to Derek, Baker Six Clan, for the graphics, and our new patrons, Crickets. Join us. Come help us out. $3 a month. It's the only time, well, mostly the only time I will do this is when there's no new patrons. But thank you to all our current patrons. And tonight are the ends, as in Nicole, who's in North Carolina. Our other North Carolina folks are Sasquatch Lover and Mel. Then over to the North Dakota group. Love our North Dakota fans and patrons. Lori Carmen, she found a key recently. We'll talk about that in a moment. Amy, Chad, Jerry. And then over to our Nebraska folks, Thunderstruck. Chris, Frank, New Mexico, JR and Juju. And then I've got Padib. You're like, where does Padib live? I think he's in Germany. Yes. He's in Nordheim, Westfalen state. I think they call him in Germany. And then our New Yorkers. You like that one?
Yeah, I mean, Gary, your accent, I think I can honestly say 100% nailed that.
Did I nail it?
Nailed it completely.
Somebody from the South. The New Yorkers. Tag in the GSDs. Allison, the Pizza Ninja, whoever that guy is. Andy, Jamie, Roger, and the Deadliest Cashers. Thank you to all our patrons, but thank you to our ends and the patrons. That's my count, in case you're wondering, if you want to see that. All right. Let me bring on my co-host. So John and Jesse.
Hey.
Jays, but yeah, you liked my New York accent there.
Yeah.
No.
Man, I was humoring Gary on this one. You weren't even like going there, were you?
You're too nice for it.
Yeah, hey, not even going to because if he encourages it, he knows I'll do it.
Yeah, it'll happen again. He'll keep doing it. We can't.
I won't do that.
You can't disrespect Superhero Day like that.
No, I won't do that. No. Oh, look, we got some good folks in. Thanks for being on. Thanks for watching live.
Now, see, it's their first time watching live, and they got to do that terrible. They got to hear that terrible New York accent. They're never going to come back.
Please hang with us. We'll We'll do better. We'll do better. Trust me.
It sounds like they're from a really cool place, though. Cache Valley, Utah. That sounds incredible.
And that great Cache Valley, Utah. That's great.
I don't know that I've been through there.
A great place for. Have you been there, Jesse?
I've probably been close because I've been all but one county in Utah. So yeah. I have to have been close. Maybe it's in the one county I haven't been to. I don't know.
Maybe.
How hilarious would that be? The one county that you did not go to had Cache Valley.
I have been to Cache, Oklahoma.
Okay.
I've been to Cache, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know about Cache Valley, Utah. That I'm curious now. We're going to have to go check that out.
Yeah, that's a great name. Buzz was the first to comment. Thank you. Burnt Turtle says, hello, superheroes. We'll get to that.
Just a moment.
Give us a minute. Illinois. We always love Illinois. We just had another key found, and that key was in Illinois. So shout out to all the folks in Illinois. Nicole says her meeting. Was that?
Update. It is in Cache County.
Oh, ironic.
I'm pretty sure I've been there. Great. That's awesome.
That seems like that would be one of the sweetest places if Utah does not have a county challenge to put the county challenge for Utah in Cache County.
That's where it has to be. All right. Publishing it with you.
Man, there's so much you could do with that. So Nicole says her meeting ended, so she gets to watch the whole show. Thank you, Nicole.
Mm. Awesome.
She's in Florida. Mm. She's ready to learn. Okay, good. Yeah,
she's got similar weather that I do, but I'll rub in a little while, but we hadn't got there yet, so go ahead.
Oh, man, yeah. So we all it's done nothing but rain here in Texas. So.
Well, I'll just go ahead and rub it in now. 80 plus all week. It's going to be mid to high 80s this week. It's going to be excellent.
Wow. Perfect.
I'm just crossing my fingers. I'm like, man, I hope we're no longer getting snow because I have my snow tires off now.
Snow tires. Yeah. I don't have any snow tires here. I wonder why that is. Oh, that's right. We don't have snow here. That's awesome.
I wonder why. We don't have any snow tires here in Texas either. So.
We did take the top and doors off my Jeep. That's kind of the same but opposite.
That's sort of the same kind of deal. Yeah. Okay. We're to that point.
Kind of.
Yeah. Mm. Mr. TKD Scouter. Hello from Vermont. Thank you for being with us. Drusilla, Wonder Girl. That's pretty cool.
Oh, man. Barbershop Drew, good to see you.
Sheila, Arkansas. Okay. And lots of other folks. Thank you so much. Peachy mentioned it's a painting poster, kind of same thing. So, the other Nicole's with us. So that's funny. Okay. Let's get into some news. John, I'll do a little tag team, and you want to do the first one, John?
Sounds good. So we wanted to talk about Blue Switch Day. So Blue Switch Day is, a day. It's a day that represents a great change in geocaching with enabling GPS technology for use for a wide variety of things, which includes the start of our geocaching hobby that we all love.
Yes.
This year, there's actually a geocaching HQ is having a souvenir for Blue Switch Day.
Cool.
And the one thing, it's not just a day where you can earn it. Between May 2nd and 5th, you earn it by finding one geocache, event cache, adventure lab location. So find any of those and you can earn your souvenir. And if you want to check out more information, you can find out more information on the Geocaching HQ blog.
That is awesome. Very interesting that they're including adventure labs in this.
It is. Yeah. You're exactly right, Jesse. I mean, that's kind of is it sort of now included? Do we consider adventure labs just another cache type now? I mean, is it not special?
I guess it's time-based. It's still not location-based. So I guess it makes sense that it's included.
Yeah.
I think it's included in other ones before, but I don't know. I think they're slowly bringing them in more to the mainstream, so to speak.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so a couple of quick notes on CacheFest Oklahoma. May 12th, which is really close now, is the deadline for package orders. That will be it. We have to get the numbers off to the manufacturer, the coin makers, and so that has to be done. We do have, though, Friends of Cashfest, Oklahoma, is back open temporarily. We have a couple spots left, and we wanted to kind of fill the block, as it were, of spots for the Cashfest Oklahoma group. So we have, again, a couple slots we wanted to fill. We wanted to give everybody a couple days extra to have that opportunity. Not going to last, because we're going to cut it off again, because we've got to send it again to the manufacturers. All of the emails, I think, have been sent to all the current owners of a Friends of package, so that, A, they can get their name on the, because their names go on the back of the shirts. They're going to have an opportunity soon to pick their colors for their coin. I can show the coin real quick.
Yeah. Oh no, man. I can't wait to make the most pizza like colors out there as possible.
I bet you do.
So many good possibilities.
So here are examples. Again, you can do what you want within the scheme of things, but here's a couple of the coin examples you could make. So there you go. They're kind of cool looking, I think. These are the good, these are kind of cool examples, I think.
Yeah, it'll be neat to be able to trade them and everything else right on the spot.
Yeah. Everybody will pick their own colors, but those are some cool colors. I mean, there's a lot to fill in too, by the way. So there's a lot of options. Yeah. I was surprised at the opportunity there. So, that is. I'm having trouble speaking tonight, as you can tell. Over to John for the next one.
Yeah. So Cashfest Hawaii, you know, that's one of those things. I think Hawaii's been all on all of our minds since the announcements come out. I won't lie, I think I've eaten Hawaiian pizza probably at least 5 times since that announcement came out.
Dang.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's on my mind. What can I say? I'm like really leaning into it. But we actually have a Facebook group for Cashfest Hawaii. So this is a great group to join, ask questions, connect with people on. So one of those things, I think some people have been in Hawaii before, like Jesse, when he didn't get to Cash Across America Cash, and, you know, others.
Like,
so certainly, you know, you, like, put your questions to that group, because I think a lot of people are really excited about that one. So,
yeah. And the Facebook group, I think, is important on something like this, even more than normal, because Hawaii is something so different, right? Like, for a lot of people, and of course, not surprising, Cashfest, we're trying to do something different, right? There's tons of megas that are awesome. We all go to as many as we can. We're trying to do something different. Well, this Hawaii is a big trip. So it takes some planning. It takes a lot of like forethought. It's not just jumping in the car. You can't just jump in the car. I don't know if you know that yet. You can't just jump in the car and drive there.
Yeah.
So the planning ahead of time, I think, is going to be very important for this. But such a milestone thing for many, many people. Some people have been there, but some people haven't, you know, trying to hit that Hawaii is so many people have not hit Hawaii. So not even just the first mega, but that. So I think this Facebook group will be very valuable for people that are, a lot of people have never left the country.
Yeah.
It's USA. I got that. But I mean,
the mainland,
the mainland to get there. And so take those tips, work with people, try to figure out what you're going to do and plan it. This may be the one and only time you get to go to Hawaii. So
yeah,
make this a big, don't just treat it like any other mega. It's this one's quite different. So get in that group and join with everybody else and get your questions answered, just like you were saying.
Yeah. And we're adding, when we can, we're trying to reach out and get as many of the Hawaiian geocachers into that group in case you want to ask questions. Mm-hmm. One of them, Donovan, is in that group. Donovan and I have been talking back and forth. He is obviously, like most of the geocachers over there, he's very excited about the mega, and he's just with lots of great ideas, but he lives there. So he's going to be able to really help us and do some of the heavy lifting that we would possibly need to do before. He's very excited, and he's going to willing to help us. So, you know, there's, you know, want the people to know, you know, that we are reaching out and we're getting all the information from the local cashers as well, to get, to make sure that we cover all our bases for the, for this mega. So,
well, and I'm assuming we're going to have some on over time. We're going to have some local Y geocaches on over time.
Absolutely. And
you'll have some familiar faces before you even get there.
Yeah.
And not that you need them, because I've worn it out. I've talked about it many times because it's such a great experience, but the cashers are super friendly down there. You know,
yes,
they were awesome, but it's going to be even neater if you have some faces that you're going to recognize before you even get there.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be hanging out with local cashers and you're going to be doing all kinds of stuff and going all over the place. And it's interesting to navigate, right? It's an island. So it's different, or it's islands. So, you know, you want to maximize that trip as much as any other one. So we're going to have a bunch of them on over time, and it's just going to be like getting to visit somebody that, you know, like that you've been connecting with or whatever, but much harder trip to get there. So,
yep. Mm-hmm. And then, Johnny, would do the last one too, please.
Yeah. So today was a really cool day, Operation Worldwide Cache Hide. So I don't know how many people, but at 8 a.m. this morning, a whole bunch of awesome new caches were published. I know I went out, grabbed a cup of coffee from the kitchen, came back on my phone. I think there was probably like 10 or 12 notifications.
Dang.
So, I mean, how cool is that? Especially, you know, around this year's themes for superheroes.
Yep.
You know, so, I mean, that's pretty awesome to see so many well-themed caches that have been put out there. You know, big shout out to Nancy from the Deadliest Cachers for helping to pull this together.
Yep.
And one thing, if people want to find out some more information on here, the best website to go to is geocachingcentral.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. I was
really looking forward to this one, and I can't say anything because I didn't put one out, right? So first, there's my disclaimer, but there was not one even within an hour of me.
Oh, wow.
I was so sad. I thought surely there's going to be a bunch near me, and I was going to go get some this weekend, and it didn't work out. So it was over an hour. Not that I wouldn't drive more than an hour for a cache, but it was just one. So I was hoping either in Tampa or Orlando or somewhere there'd be a bunch of that came out, and it didn't. So I guess a lot of other places got them this year, but again, I can't complain because I didn't put one out myself either. So I missed the opportunity as well.
Yep. But it's cool. It's a great idea. And
I think it's great. It's fun. Absolutely. You're looking forward to it. A bunch of new caches come out. You don't know where they're going to come out. It's exciting.
Thanks for Nancy doing that. So, all right, let's get into the topic. Just so she did one.
Very cool.
So what's funny is we put out this stop hiding these. And I saw on Facebook, there was these little discussions going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because it had nothing to do with what we were talking about tonight. But it gave people the opportunity to, like, go on a rant. Well, you know, I agree with you. We shouldn't be hiding, blah, 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 blah. And it was like, that's not what we're talking about tonight.
Yeah. Surely a lot of that was tongue-in-cheek, though, right? I mean...
It's funny,
you're talking about geocachers and in an online forum, right? That's a passionate group of people.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate people's passion because, I mean, through those, you get a lot of different perspectives, great ideas for sure. But it just tells you, I mean, how different perspectives we all have on geocaching.
Yeah. And I think we can all agree that traditional caches are trash and you shouldn't hide them ever again.
Yeah, no more traditionals.
Ouch, Jesse.
There's the clip that'll piss somebody off, right? That'll make somebody mad at this point. But no. Obviously, that's not what we're talking about tonight. We're going to get into what we're really talking about. But
it was funny, though, that we...
Somebody just already turned off the shows.
Yeah, probably. No, what was funny about it, too, is just the fact that... and again, like you said, John, it's humorous in its own way.
Yeah.
But... nobody asked, like, what is it that you don't want us to hide? There was never a question about it. They just assumed that I was talking about nanos in the woods, or that was one of them. It was like,
first of all, that's a good idea. But anyway, move on.
Yes.
Ooh. I believe in nanos in the woods.
I do too. I am a big fan.
Aren't you that guy who actually has a shirt about that, Jesse?
I do indeed. I do have a shirt. I am that guy for sure. Again,
challenge accepted.
My caches don't have to be this big.
No.
I can find caches that are small, so it's okay. Just got to throw that in there.
Yeah.
I read the kindergarten one. You know, I'll take all kinds.
That's a separate challenge than tonight. But my challenge for you tonight is take a Blinky, as the North Dakota and South Dakota people call it. Take a Nano, hide it in the woods. And on top of that, that's part one. But there's two parts. The other part is you have to hide an ammo can in a city, urban, downtown of a city. You need to hide an ammo
can. Right behind
a bank. Behind a bank. I mean, why not a police station? I mean, why?
Police station, yeah.
You know,
police station. Well, you get permission, right?
Permission.
You should.
That's a whole different show. We're not talking about that tonight. Who needs permission?
All right, so
I guess we gotta get for real for here. For
So the genesis of this was I can't remember why I was looking at this. But I was on Project GC, by the way, always subscribe to Project GC. Subscribe Project GC if you have an iOS phone, Cashly, and if you have whatever, obviously premium. Those are the things those are musts.
Yeah.
hide it near a government building. That's perfect.
And when you hide it, drop it and run off.
Now you want it to survive for a while.
Do a drive-by cache hiding is what you're saying, just like
needs to be cleverly hidden.
If you see blue lights, they're just thanking you. Don't even stop. Just keep going.
Just keep going. So I was on Project GC and I had noticed. Oh, I remember why. I was going to try to figure out if this is for another show as well. Where's my another show glass? That's for another show. And the other show is, do you guys know, maybe you've already been down this road, does every state in the U.S. have every cache type?
Just say that again. Does every state in the U.S. have every cache type?
Yeah.
Yes.
No. I got to go with no.
Well,
what do you mean by every cache type?
That, right. Every I gotta active. Say
there's not a webcam.
Obviously every not. Active. Every There's not a webcam in every state. There's not an eight cache in but one state. If you're talking about the
active, you
know, main ones.
The main ones.
Not including webcam.
Right.
Traditional, earth cache, unknown.
Multi.
Where I go.
Letterbox.
Those six.
Mystery.
Yep. I already said I know.
You mentioned, yeah. Does yeah the
yes
the,
every state has to have those six.
I think so.
There's no way that any of the U.S. Yeah. states don't have it. I know Alaska does because I've been doing a lot of research on it recently. So
I bet you have. Yeah. okay. So
yeah, no ape doesn't count.
Ape doesn't count because it's not really active. You can't hide an ape cache.
No.
Right.
So you could but of those that we mentioned.
And virtual, that counts.
Yep.
The ape doesn't count. Ape is not, and virtual is not. In effect, Owen is right. Virtuals are not active. You can't.
That's true.
What I mean by active, what I'm saying is that you cannot, unless you have one, which I've got one. I need to finish. I've got
a virtual reward, by the way. Yeah.
Virtual reward, but if you don't have a virtual. You can't hide one. You can't hide an ape cache. You can't hide a webcam. There's several that you can't hide. So just the what we considered active caches. Now, the interesting thing was I went down this rabbit hole, which was the percentage of traditionals, which is everybody can hide a traditional, versus all the other cache types. And John actually finished my research on this. So John... explain a little bit of what we ended up with.
Yeah, so it's a great question. I mean, we all know if we pull up our app or look in the geocaching map, we're all going to have a bunch of traditionals around us. I mean, that's what the odds are, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
you
know, so what we did is we actually took a look and how many active geocaches there are in the world, and it's 3,382,682. And that's when we checked on that one. So pretty good amount, right?
Yep.
Any guesses in the chat room without looking it up, how many of those are traditionals?
What and percentage?
What percentage on that one?
What is the percentage of traditional caches versus all?
Yeah. And I bet you a lot of people are going to geocaching.com right now to take a look.
That's right.
So, so on that one, I'm going to fill in the gaps on this one because we got a lot of other good discussion coming on here. Right. So out of that slightly over 3 million caches, active geocaches in the world, almost 2.5 million of those, almost 2.5 million. In fact, 2,497,172 are traditional.
And a lot of guesses coming in.
Yeah. Yeah. Guesses.
Owen for KC, you're low, man. You're low. 60%? No.
Yeah. I think Static Bird's probably the closest one on here with 77. So the actual percentage rounded up is actually 74%. So, Pam, you were the closest one. So, congratulations on that one.
74%. Think about that for a minute. Give that some thought. 74% of all geocaches are traditional.
And that includes events too, because those are just temporary. Yes. So really the number of actual caches is lower than
it is. Right.
So it's traditional is even higher than that, really.
Right.
But that doesn't surprise me at all. I know we've talked about it before too, but recently I was trying to hit my 12,000 milestone and exactly 6,000 traditionals and exactly 6,000, all the other ones. Mm. I stopped doing that because I was getting non-traditional caches and missing so many traditional caches because I didn't want to go over. There was just that overwhelming number of traditionals versus other caches for me to find.
Yep.
Gave that personal challenge up because I was standing next to caches and not finding them because it was traditional. And I was like, okay, I'm not doing that. That hurts my soul too much to miss that smiley. But it's hard. If you were going to hunt only non-traditional caches, it's hard to do it. Because the numbers are so overwhelming. If you take Cashley out and just take traditionals off and watch the map go, it's so different. When you do a
disappears.
Search, it's completely different.
Drusilla, you did mention 76, but you mentioned it late. So
you know what? There was a 70% too, though. That might
actually be close too. Yeah, you were close.
Yeah, a lot of people were pretty 70. Close for sure.
Our Cache Valley friend.
Is that including Adventure Labs?
No, because if you go to the geocaching search and filter,
it won't pull up.
You cannot. So this is like if you go to geocaching.com, use the filters. This is where this data is off of. So with Adventure Labs, you know, this would change the percentages some quite a bit. Well, not quite a bit. I'd probably say maybe 3 or 4%, I'd estimate on this one.
Oh, wow. Somebody's high speed mom says she rarely hides a traditional.
Interesting.
But man, does that mean that she rarely hides anything?
She didn't hear about that one yet. So are we going to jump into the breakdown of stats or do we want to talk about why we?
Well, first off, I just want to make sure we're clear as a group. That we want people to stop hiding traditionals completely.
Oh, absolutely.
Stop hiding. Fact,
go take other people's.
Ban them.
They list where they want them. They want you to go get them, right? That's how you find a cache. You go and you take it.
You go take theirs. And
sign the log last to find.
Yeah, that's going all in on refreshing the game board, right?
That's what they say. That's what CETO means. Cash in, take it out.
Cash in hand, take out, put somewhere else. That's what cash in, right. I like what K-Blast said. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Okay, I'll go to this one next.
Okay, I just want to say real quick, he's like, if you put in the DaVinci Labs, it's at 30%.
That's
probably funny. About right, but anyway, go ahead, Jess.
Now look at this. She hit 300 plus caches last year.
Dang.
Oh my.
That's she rarely hides traditionals. So that's a lot. That speaks exactly to what we're going to talk about in a little while. We ain't got there yet.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So bravo for that, by the way.
Bellum is like, not funny. Not funny. Yes. It is funny. But yes, don't do it. We were kidding. So
now see, we're going to go on a whole different thing, but gadget cash or traditional, they don't have to be.
Right.
No, they don't.
There's nothing says they need to or have to be traditional, by the way. But anyway.
Gadget caches can be.
Gadget caches mean its own cache type too.
They can just be traditional.
In my opinion.
They can be mystery.
Uh-huh. They can be a multi.
Uh-huh.
They can't
absolutely
really
be aware I go because I've done that.
They can be aware I go. They can be a letterbox.
No. Well, no, be a letterbox. Yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
They can be a letterbox. They can be. I can't really be an earth cache completely. I was trying to think of a way to complete.
Not a physical item, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't work. And virtuals are out. So, but still, that's quite a few.
Yeah, they could be all those other things. Yeah.
Yeah. Traditional, mystery, multi, letterbox. It can be
absolutely nothing. There's five. They need to be a traditional. There's no rules.
Five of types.
Man, you're really pushing hard against hiding traditionals, Jesse.
I told you. Go steal them. Take them. We're burning them. No. No.
That's what the. That's what the show is about.
I think Jesse just offered people to go find his traditional caches and 86 them. I think that's what he just offered.
Let's find the one I have out there.
Oh, the one. Okay.
After you find all my other caches.
Okay. Person can then LTF that.
That's right. Last to find.
Bell on the Move, which is, you can see this coming from Andrew, which makes sense. Gadgets are found more often if they are traditional with the field puzzle attribute. We would agree, but
that's a whole different side of the argument. What's found, sure, right?
Yeah, Drusilla says hers is
that are similar to that we're gonna talk about tonight, but
her gadget's a mystery.
Yeah. All right, gadgets all type, and that's the opposite side of what we're talking about tonight. Which ones are found, right?
Yep, keep going.
Yeah. You want me to go down the breakdown, Gary, or
kind of give a quick overview of the different cache types, because now that people cannot hide traditionals, they need to know at least what they can hide.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and you know, this is a good segue because, you know, the fact is traditionals did not win our cache type madness. Just saying, they didn't even make the final round.
Just saying.
Who beat them and actually won the best cache type? Mystery.
Yes.
And mystery, there's actually 577,484 mystery caches out
there. That's all? That's it?
That's all. So, I mean, you're talking just a little half a million on that one, you know?
Yeah.
Or not even a million, you know, just 577,000, excuse me. So 17% from there. So, but that was recognized as the best cache type, you know, from our cache type madness.
It won this year's March Madness battle.
Yeah.
Wow. We should do like a push to like 1 million mystery caches. 1 million. Yeah. All right, keep going.
Yeah. And then followed mysteries is actually multis with 175,525. And then.
Which is surprising because I don't know about you guys, but it seems like multis are, at least when I tend to get out in cache, are sort of few and far between.
Here. Not around the world, but here.
Around the world may be different. You're right.
Yeah. So other places have a lot more multis.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. Because I know if I pull up my map, I mean, I'll see multis. I've hit multis, you know, I mean, they're out there. The next one, though, after multis is actually earth caches with 41,415.
Well, that's close.
That's more than I would have thought.
Yeah. But there's a lot out there.
And as the CFO would say, that's 400 and something thousand more than there should be.
Oh.
Yeah. It'd be kind of cool to be the 500,000th earth cache, though, wouldn't it?
That would be cool. By the way, next week's show is about earth caches. So.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's kind of, it seems to me, does that seem low to you guys? 41,000? There's 3 million caches and there's only 41,000 earth caches?
Yeah, I'll put it this way, though, because every year on like Earth Cache Day, right? I don't know about you guys, but I save a couple nearby because it just seems like there's not a ton out there. You know, so that's one I for a nearby cache for an earth cache will definitely save like a few for the next few years just to kind of ration them off. to be honest, because there's not that many.
Very true. Quick comment. Felix 25 Hound says multicaches are my favorite. Hide more of these, please. I found less than 10. Ooh, we get your numbers up there, buddy. We got to get that number up.
Yeah.
He loves to place multis. Okay, cool.
Oh, well,
oh, that's, hey, Nicole, we'll do a show on that sometime. I never knew. I was sort of lost, dazed and confused on where to put earth caches. And of surprisingly, this guy helped me figure out what to do with earth caches. So you do have some great ideas, Jesse, and you've hit a bunch of earth caches.
Yeah, I have.
I mean, I would never have thought, you know, you came up with some great, and some of my most favorited are my earth caches of late, which is, there you go, Geology for Dummies. There you go. Jesse's even got a book about it.
I thought when he was going to the shelf, I thought he was going to like showcase like a new book he wrote called like Earth Caching by Memphis Mafia.
He's got his challenge book probably up there somewhere. He's looking for it.
Yeah.
I actually had something along that lines I was writing, in fact.
That would be cool. That would be cool.
But I don't have it today. So
preview for next week. We are gonna talk about that. So Rye 544, if I get that right, says I don't like earth caches because I have to take a quiz. We're gonna talk about that because there have been some changes to earth caches, and we're going to talk to the man that invented earth caches. So Gary Lewis will be on with us next Sunday. Mm-hmm. He is the father of earth caches. And so he's going to come on and we're going to talk about the new hide requirements and changes. So stay tuned and be here for next week. So, all right. And then keep on going. Sorry. No.
Next one is letterboxes. We got 38,753 letterboxes out there.
Yeah, it seems low, but okay. Yeah,
you know, it's interesting because, I mean, you have a couple others. Like the last two, the most rare ones that are out there for active geocaches, it's very interesting. I think we all know those. But, Jesse, what do you think is the next one with the least hides under letterbox? What are you guessing?
Since you're rubbing it in, it's got to be where
it is. It is with 29,259
where I goes
out there. So there's not many where I goes out there.
No, there's none.
And just to wrap it up, go ahead.
I was just gonna say real quick, we give Jesse a hard time, but I've said before that I enjoy where I goes, and I enjoy when a where I goes done well, and there have been some really good ones. Jesse would agree with me that if it's done poorly, it could suck. And sucks. Yeah.
That applies to every cache type.
It does. You're right.
That's true.
But you can spend a lot of time on a poorly done where I go that has like 10 stages, and the 8th, 9th, and 10th stages are gone. And you're like, what do we do now? You know, but anyway.
I would say they're better than a poorly done multicache, but.
No, I agree. I agree.
Because we all know how most people solve where it goes anyway. They jump online and get the answer.
Well, for the reverses, right?
For all of them. You can jump online and crack every single one of them.
I guess you can.
Many people know how to do that now. So,
but that takes away from the fun, though. That takes away.
Indeed it does. I'm saying it's obviously a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that for multi. So if you're gonna get stuck on one, you might as well get stuck on one you can cheat on.
True.
Hackliva mentions that where it goes never works for me. Which, by the way, another preview. Hackliva is gonna be with us. Kristen will be with us in a few weeks. We're gonna have a cool show. So it's in the works. Anyway, what's after where I go? What's the last one?
Last two virtuals. Virtuals 15,366 virtuals out there.
Not active.
Yeah, not active, not a ton. And of course, the one that I think we all knew that would be the fewest, 190 webcams. So we're under 200 webcams. Oh, and God, that's worldwide.
That's so low.
Yeah.
If it gets too low, do you guys agree that they're going to go, they're going to cut the...
I think they're just going to let it die naturally.
You think?
There's two ape caches in the world. They didn't get rid of those.
No.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost anything to leave them out there, right? Now, if the one thing you will know is that everywhere I go is going to work, because if they don't, they'll archive them immediately, right?
Yeah. Oh, do they really? So
at least they'll all work and be up to date.
Yeah. The where I go builder, the alpha one, you need to not even think about that.
Yeah. We can talk about building where I goes and the best ways to do them.
We need to, because there's
that's at least an hour long conversation.
Yeah, because the new builders, the new Where I Go apps are actually really good.
The new app for finding is good.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Building is different.
Well, I still like, is it your WeGo?
That is a good one.
For building.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the best. One of the best ones for building.
For building.
But again, We're this is dangerous territory. We're going to get so off topic. We're not going down that road. So all
right. I see Jesse holding every muscle back in his body to be like, don't break the Where I Go, damn Gary. Don't do it.
Do that, because
do it, man. All right. Anyway, okay. Let's move on.
Oh, and Mike is right. There are some virtual hides that are. You need to be a genius to figure out.
Yeah, there are some that are ridiculous.
Yeah.
I know one virtual that the steps were required you to find like 10 other physical caches before you get them. I'm like, come on. That just, let's move on. Wait.
It irks me. I mean, it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be easy, but you don't need to make it into a science project for me to figure out your virtual.
I still think we hadn't even talked about why we brought this up tonight.
Keep going. Okay. Keep going. Okay. We're getting there.
Okay.
Okay.
John, where did your research take you next?
Yeah, so after Gary said all traditionals are trash, I did a little bit of research
to check on this.
I think you really said it, Gary. I think Jesse was there. We both witnessed
it. Yes, we heard it. We heard it.
Yeah. We wanted to find out. We wanted to dig in more on this one because, let's face it. We, a lot of times when we're looking at caches, we're looking for caches based upon favorite points, right? Mm-hmm. We all got different ways of doing it. We're taking a look at it from one angle on here, just as kind of like a general indicator, right?
Yeah.
So we thought an interesting question would be like, if we looked at all traditionals, what is the percentage of all traditionals that had five or more favorite points? So if anybody wants to put their guess in the chat right now, go for it. So again, this isn't saying comparison with all other caches. This is just saying for all traditionals.
Oh no, all cache types.
No, this is saying for the traditionals. So we're looking at traditionals here.
What's the percentage of traditional caches out there that have five or more favorite points?
Correct. Oh, okay. I see where you're going.
Gotcha.
So that's what we're asking, because we want to see how does the community appreciate these.
Oh, right.
What kind of value?
You'll mention the other two after that.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. But we're going to start at the basement right away.
Yeah. So the percentage of traditionals that have five or more, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Some people are guessing 10. Wow. Phil going as low as 1%.
Drop to the basement.
Dang. Yeah.
It's higher than that.
Yeah. It's actually, I think it may shock 11. People to tell you the truth at the percentage where it is.
One and a half, less than 10.
But at the same point, you know, in comparison with the others, you know, I think this is what we're getting into.
A lot of people going around the 10% range. Wow, peachy.
Peachy's high. Peachy's high.
That's going to say too high. Just letting you know. Melanie's
JNLA is low. I think from what I see, Bell on the Move is closest right now.
Static Bird, 11 or 13.
Oh, no, hold on.
Yeah, Sheila nailed it.
23.
Oh, look, right after that.
Yeah, 23.
Yeah, no Price is Right rules. No Price is Right rules.
Yeah. But 23%, 20%. So only 23% of the what was it, 73% of the cash in the world?
It's 74. We rounded up, so okay. We're saying 74%.
Only 23% of the 74% of cash in the world have five or more favorite points.
Yeah, correct.
It's a trash type. It's a trash type.
And this is the lowest percentage of all the types. So this is This is in the basement.
Okay. So I have not read the others. So let's go through the others too. I'm curious to hear this.
Okay. Oh, what's Brad say? Most of mine. You mean you're saying most of yours?
His traditionals have five or more favorite points.
Do you count his? I need to go back and look. Brad, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Is your Doctor Who TARDIS, is that a traditional? I can't remember now.
And I got to say this, though.
I mean, if he has the traditional, go ahead.
But I think there's probably a lot of awesome traditionals that are probably pulling this up for others, just saying, you know, because I think if we look at a lot of traditionals out there, probably zero favorite points, you know, quite a few out there.
Yeah.
You know, and to answer Bell and the Moose question, we didn't break it down by size. You know, we could break it down by size another time.
Yeah, that's kind of another data. Show. Right.
Yeah, but we're gonna work our way up the ladder on this one, right? So we're at the bottom of the ladder here with 23% traditional.
They were the bottom
absolutely.
Type. They were the trashiest were the type.
Bottom type by far. Yeah.
You're pushing the trash hard, aren't you?
Yeah, these are Gary's words. I didn't call them trash. Gary called them, I think, the count is at least four or five times traditionals are trash, according to Gary.
Oh yeah. We got it recorded.
They're the junk food of geocaching.
Gary's going to wake up tomorrow and he'll no longer have a geocaching account. So he's like, oops, we archived your account.
Somebody's going to go grab all my traditionals in town and throw them on my front yard.
Here's what we need to do. Let's teach Gary a lesson. If you've ever found Gary's caches and one of his traditionals and gave him a favorite point, take them all away.
Take them away. Take all his favorite points away. There you go. All of mine are going to be gone soon.
Okay. But all right now.
All right.
Yeah. You guys ready? So we're climbing up the ladder. The next one. Okay. Where I go. So we're at 23% for traditional.
Yep.
What's the guesses that we're going to say for where I goes?
100. So,
no.
102.
No. Lower.
Must be some bad math. Are you sure you know how to do this?
That's right.
102%.
Yeah. You know, Jesse, I know you give 102% at quite a few things, but yeah, where I goes did not get to 102.
You know, in all transparency, I feel like I have to say that I'm one of the ones that's guilty of not getting favorite points as much as I should eat too. While we're on this topic, I just feel like that.
You're probably bringing down your where I go community.
I'm bringing it. No. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So
where I go is next. So where I go is next. Other than traditionals is what you're telling us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not 86%.
That's
Any other guesses on here?
It's a little high.
7.5. No.
No, because so it's got to be number buzz. Oh. It's got to be higher than 23.
K-Blast is getting closer. K-Blast is getting closer. On
above
that
23.
One. So to put it out there, we're saying 47%. So 40% of where I goes have five or more favorite points.
Yeah. K-Blast was close, 40%. Melanie was close, 40%.
Yeah, that's a big jump. I know we got other cash to go over, but that's a big jump from one category to the next.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a pretty good number, I think, though, don't you? I mean, half?
Yeah, I'd say that if all caches were like that, that would be successful.
Yeah.
Well, this is the one, if people are thinking about hiding, and I think this is a point, right? I mean, we want people to think about hiding different caches on here.
Yeah.
You know, because as you go up to these percentage, it makes you think, man, there's a lot of advantages if you're thinking favorite points and putting out caches. But like Jesse said, you can put out trash caches.
Sure.
We're going to climb up the ladder next, but we're only going to climb up slightly on here. So letterboxes, you know, are above where I go.
Yep.
And that is just 1% above where I go. So 48%.
48% of letterbox. I'm trying to think back. Do you guys
that power trail of them?
No, not that one. But I just meant forget those for a minute. In general, when you find a letterbox, are you going to give it a favorite point?
I gotta say, oh, go ahead, Jesse.
More like, so this doesn't surprise me a bit because.
Half.
If I'm going to find 10 caches, I'm saying random caches, right? I go out, I'm not finding a super high. I just randomly find 10 caches. I'm probably more likely to favorite, not that I wouldn't, a non-traditional type than a traditional type. And I say that because there's numbers behind that, though, right? Because there's so many more traditional caches.
Yep.
They're probably not going to, there's the odds are they're not going to be as special as the few that are the other types, right?
Yeah.
Traditional caches can be awesome. We all know that. And I think 23% is probably low. We've talked about it many times. People don't favorite caches. It's like, I've gone to caches before. It's like the best cache I've ever seen. And rarely is it ever 100%. Yeah. Right? There's like 50% of people that didn't. I'm like, where do you cache that this is normal to you? So, but with the numbers of being so many traditional caches, I think we're all more likely to favorite a non-traditional cache just because it's different.
Different.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, Bellamy was right. I mean, effort will equal a favorite point. I agree.
Every day.
And that's where I think I don't know if you guys think that when you find a letterbox that's just sort of like meh. I mean, I kind of throw those in with, it's like, it's basically a traditional and you just threw a stamp in and called it a letterbox. I mean, it's not really nothing special. It may not be special. And
so I like this. It's less that traditionals are bad than it is that bad traditional is easy to hide. Yeah. So I think that's really the key to everything. I think is why, like, it doesn't take much effort to hide a traditional cache. It takes more effort to hide all the other types.
Yes.
So if somebody's going to go to that additional effort, they're probably going to put more into making it a better cache.
Right.
Right, because the easiest thing you can do is hide a traditional. It's the minimum amount you can do, right?
Yep.
Going above and beyond that, you know, you're already putting more effort into it, so it's probably going to be cooler. Just not that all traditionals are bad. Obviously, we found tons of awesome traditionals, right? But just if you just compare two random caches, you're probably going to favorite the other one more.
Yep.
Well, no, you're not probably. Statistically, you are going to favorite more because we're reading that right now.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure you're correct, Eminem from M, that it's 10 finds you get a favorite point that you can then give out. Yep.
Yes.
All right. Next one, John, where are we at now for the next percentage?
We're going to mystery next. And mystery, we're climbing the ladder again. This one's another small step up, believe it or not. So from letterbox, 48%, going up to mystery, and mystery, half. 50%.
Yeah. 50%. I think that makes sense. I mean, it was mentioned earlier in the chat room when for some people, when they think mystery, they think geoart. And if you, which is fine because, and we'll get into geoarts again sometime. We did a show on geoarts before, but I mean, you guys would agree that if you're going to make a really weird looking geoart, you're probably going to need to use either Where I Go or virtual.
Unknown caches are the easiest way to do it.
Yeah. Some sort of unknown.
That's going to bring the numbers down because usually if you do one of those geoarts, which one do you favorite?
Most people always favorite the first one. Yep.
Yeah.
BT Highway.
I mean, they're not going to get a chance to get a favorite.
Yep. You're not going to be favoriting the 51st of 100 geoart. You're probably not, because they're not, you know, you just don't, most people don't have that many to give out. I mean, 50%, maybe it's high then. What happened?
I think it's lower than it would be if you excluded GeoArt.
Yeah. I think you're probably right. Cause I mean, you got a lot of challenge caches. You got a lot of cool puzzles out there. One that I know probably brings us up to, and I don't know about you guys, when you see a bonus cache for an adventure lab, you know, for a well-done adventure lab.
You know what? So that probably brings the numbers back up.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. So that's what High Speed Mom says, that she gets more favorites on her challenge caches than a regular mystery. I agree with that. Yep. Part of that, though, is that you're giving a favorite because you personally have completed a challenge. right?
I think people are doing it to celebrate completing the challenge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
It's usually less about the cash and it's about the challenge. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to make it sound bad because I think you should celebrate when you do something like that.
Yeah. I think you should use your favorite points however you want to.
That's true too. About that
before. Says the guy that doesn't give up many favorite points. Yeah. So,
hey, I've only got 498 left to give. So,
oh man.
You have that many, really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. That's for another show too. Cause I keep running out and I have to go steal from other people. Jeez. Because there's ways to do it. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have a favorite point show one day.
Yeah, definitely. So, moving up, we're going to move up to multi-cash. So mystery was at 50%. Multi-cash steps up quite a bit over mystery on here. So on here, we're at 62% of all multi-caches have five or more favorite points.
I get that. It's done well, right?
Yeah.
If it's broken, you don't find it, so it didn't count. But
I think that's about right. I mean, when you guys think back on the multis you've found, would you say that 6 out of 10 are good?
I'd say multis that I've completed are definitely more often than not good caches.
Yeah. And going back to the question or the statement on effort earlier, a lot of multis have a lot more effort going into them.
Sure.
You know, than others. And
it takes a lot of effort to even maintain them, not just come up with them in the first place, but maintain them. So they're usually going to be better. They're not my favorite cache type, but I would say that they're usually going to be better way more often than not. Ones that you've completed are better.
Yeah. And I like K-Blast's comment here. People don't find multis unless they like multis. So
true.
Those people are finding it. They already like it. They're motivated. And, you know, they're rewarding people for what they like. Makes sense.
Would you guys give, I don't want to go too far in the weeds because we got more to do here, but would you guys give a favorite to a multi-cache that was a 10 stage that you could hold all 10 stages in the palm of your hand?
I think that'd be hilarious. I would probably almost definitely give that. Two stage one that you can hold in your hand.
I give it a favorite point.
I've done one of those.
Nice case.
Yep.
To me, we're getting way off track here, but
I'm sorry.
To me, I will give a favorite point for the ingenuity or the funniness or the originality of a cache. So that one definitely fits into that. And now we got to go way back though. We're getting way, way off to the left.
Sorry, but I just, it was a multi-cache that I just had to favorite because it was funny.
Absolutely. And
it was an LPC too. It was just, it was 10 stage. And it had a ton of favorite points. So when I was going through getting the caches that we were going to do for our Motley Cache and Crew group, I was like, we'll throw it out there. I don't know if it's going to be, you know, what it's going to be. And sure enough, when we get there, it's like, oh my gosh, this is hilarious. So next one. Next one.
So multicache 62%. We're going to move up to Earthcache. So Earthcache has a higher percentage on here by quite a bit on here. So Earthcache. So just to put it out there, it's actually 78%. Can you believe that?
Ooh. Oh, man.
You know?
I absolutely believe that because my Earth caches get favorited all the time.
Why?
We'll check mine just to be just to see.
Why do Earth caches have 78% favorite? Why? Yeah,
it's just like was said about multi caches. If you're going after Earth caches, generally because you want to. You know what I mean? Like people that go after Earth caches like to go after Earth caches. That's why they're doing it. Because it's not an LPC where it just happens to be on your map, you're standing next to it. You have to put in some effort to get an Earth cache.
Yep.
So if you're going after an Earth cache, you wanted to go after that Earth cache. It's not just a random cache on your map. So you're more likely to favorite it.
Are you favoring the Earth cache not because of the cache, but because of where you're standing?
Potentially? No, that's always possible too.
True.
If you're standing in a cool spot, for example, there's a couple that come to mind in Kansas that, like that spot where a rickery is, there's an earth cache there. I'd have to go back and look. I don't know if I gave it a favorite point or not, but it's a cool spot. I mean, you're in Kansas. Most people think, you know, wheat fields, but you're kind of in a hilly area and you're looking out over this landscape that's kind of cool looking, and you have to answer an earth cache based on what you're looking at. I mean, is that?
Well, yeah, that's the quality of that cache. But I think it's easy to say that it's because of who's seeking them out.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to go after that type of cache, that's the type of cache you like, you're more likely to give it a favorite point.
And I'm going to say in this one too, you know, I mean, this is going to be a great segue for an upcoming show on earth caches, right?
Yep.
Because earth caches, there's a lot to go in order to get an earth cache, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not like anybody can just put out any sort of like junky or trivial idea. I mean, it has to be something that's very well done, approved, that makes sense. And there's probably numerous reviews for it as well, too. So, you know, if you think about it from a production standpoint, earth caches could be the most well-produced cache type, just saying. By having somebody review
it. Yeah. The rules are a lot harder, and we're going to get into that in another show, obviously, coming up. But but I'll give you the real reason. This will be one of the things that, you know, we all get in trouble for. We're going to say it anyway, right?
Say it anyway.
Don't admit it if you haven't done it, but, you know, you've done it.
Oh, sorry.
So I do know some people, I would never admit to this myself, but some people, when they go to find an earth cache, and they're kind of confused about whether their answer is going to be right or not, they go ahead and favorite the cache because they know the owner probably don't want to lose that favorite point, and they won't delete the
thought of that, but that's a great idea.
You kind of buy the earth cache answer that way. But
oh, man.
Anybody want to raise their hand if they've done that before? Come on.
Come on, Jesse. Yeah. So is this the only favorite point you've ever given in your life is for earth caches under this one?
The ones I didn't know the answers to? No, never.
Trying to butter them up. I love it. Oh.
Oh, man.
Hey, I got to point this one out.
100% of our favorites. Well,
thank you so much.
Awesome. Yeah. Yes. Thank you so much. That definitely helps.
Thank you for the super chat. We really appreciate that. Paying the bills. I tell you,
that's just, you know,
I love it.
That's great. That helps a lot.
Cause people forget. Absolutely. People forget we've got bills to pay. people don't, you know, StreamYard
does not come cheap. So.
Does not. StreamYard, Motion Array, we use for graphics. It just goes on and on.
Yeah.
We give stuff away. That stuff's not free. We don't magically get free stuff to give away. We have to go
buy it. We barely get $100,000 a year from HQ, you know.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
To spend.
Yeah, Cape Last, right on. Got to buy that pizza, man.
Yes. Got to buy that pizza. Yeah, the pizza budget is way too high on this show.
Yeah.
Well, and we know no pizza.
And considering it's virtual. How do we have pizza budget for a virtual show? I don't even understand.
Yeah. Wow. Earth Cache in Wyoming finally got found. 3 years being published. Yeah. Well,
that's crazy.
That would have been an epic FTF for sure.
A three-year FTF,
Can't say I do this. Maybe I should. Yeah.
I was not admitting to do that. I'm just saying that does happen out there.
Not suggesting you do it. Just saying that it's possible. Okay, which one's next?
Although maybe that's a good thing, right? Like you can put that at the bottom of your cache page. Like if you don't know the answer to this earth cache, just favorite it. I can't delete your log.
That is an option. Sure.
Like, how fast do you think that cache would be archived?
Yeah, Nick Cap's agreeing with me.
Yes.
We gave a rickery, and I think I gave a rickery breakers, which is the earth cache, favorite points for the because of the cool location. I mean, well, a rickery gets a favorite point because it's really old. It's a year 2000.
No, but the location, too, it's very cool out there.
It is.
Yeah.
It's an ammo can, which is cool.
Again, I just, Oh, I don't want to get in the favorite point. We got to.
Okay, keep going.
I know we're all so easy on that, right? But why you choose favorite them?
We're down to our final two on here. All
right, two more.
So these are the top, right? So Earth Cache, we had 78% of Earth Caches get five or more favorite points.
That's too much.
So next one is virtual on here.
Okay.
So virtual.
That makes perfect sense to me, though.
The Earth Cache
virtuals.
A virtual
get a favorite point. There's that small percentage of ones where you walk up and you see it says read a sign or whatever and answer. Those are kind of boring, but still, it almost always still takes you to a cool spot.
Yeah.
Right? Like you said, a memorial or something cool like that. But most of the virtuals you found.
Yeah.
You have the rarity. You have the rarity with the virtuals too. So
yeah.
I mean, you only have 15,000.
And until recently, they were old too, so they got that going for them.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, if you can think of the crappy virtuals you found, I guarantee you the good virtuals outweigh it.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I got to think too. I mean, people with the virtual rewards, I got to think people are giving more of the new virtuals favorite points to try to reinforce the geocaching HQ.
Yeah.
You know, do not let virtuals go away.
Yeah, maybe.
I think I don't know that that's wrong, but I see it the opposite. Okay. I think because HQ is putting out the virtual rewards as not an open cache type, but as a reward, that is why the favorite points are higher, because people are putting more effort into it. If you only get one of something, if you only get one traditional cache to hide, is it going to be an LPC?
No.
True.
Like a standard pill bottle LPC? I would not think so.
No.
It may be something awesome like a Legoland under there or something like we've seen.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to trash your only cache that you get to put out. So it makes sense to me that.
Yeah.
I wish we could break it down. Actually, we can. We didn't do it ahead of time. But the new versus the old.
Oh, true. I see.
How are they comparing in favorite points for the time that they're out, right?
Yeah.
First, you know. I would say the newer ones are pretty awesome because people are putting so much effort into them.
Yeah.
If you take away the old part of it, they may beat the old ones.
No, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
So it makes sense that their percentage points is so high.
93%.
93%.
That's crazy.
In
fairness, I gotta throw water on it for just 1 second. We just fluffed it up for a long time, but
yeah,
you got to think about it. Five or more favorite points. Most of the virtuals that exist have been out there for so many years.
Yeah.
And whereas some of the other cache types, like Weregos, those are more newer ones than old ones. There's not as many old Weregos as are old virtuals. So they're going to accumulate those points over time. So just to plug for virtuals, I mean, Weregos again, 14, we know they should be at the top. Just throw that out there. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. K-Blast brings up a point. So K-Blast, and we could dig deeper into this. I mean, it could be there's a lot of new virtual rewards out
here. That's true.
Maybe some of those were just recently published on that side. Maybe those just haven't accumulated favorite points yet. You know, that is quite possible.
If you filtered out like all of them all of them that are at least 6 months old.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
the total is, in case you're wondering, of virtuals that don't have five or more, that's 1,085 virtuals. Over 1,000 virtuals that don't have more than five favorite points. It's got to be new, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them got to be new, but they can't all be new.
No.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But
we
there are a few.
Yeah.
So two things may be happening. One is people like me who run out of favorite points, they go grab. They go delete the favorite point off of a virtual that you're like, it wasn't that great. I'll take the favorite point back. Two, do you remember, Jesse, the virtual that you and I found? It was with, we were with Pathfinder 33 and Laura. We were at, it was at a cemetery. We walked around this crazy cemetery. I think it was in Kansas. And we're like, what the heck? And we finally got the answer, and then we were like, okay, I guess that was a good I guess it's a good virtual. It turned out that the owner is not even in the game anymore. You know, the
zombie caches.
It was a long, and then that zombie cache, that thing had died like 10 years ago. That person hadn't logged in that long. That, and it wasn't, it just was a virtualist stuck in this, you know, and we were trying to figure out which way was north. Remember that whole deal? We're like, what the heck? You know, Lolo's dream. Sorry. That's Laura's, GC name. But
I think you also have to admit that's extremely rare.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. It's an outlier.
But I'm not giving it a favorite point.
No, not everyone earns it, right? But again, just like with everything else, it's more true now than it was earlier. What are the odds of the next five virtuals that you find that one of them is not going to get a favorite point? You're probably going to favorite point every one of them.
Right, right. Yeah.
Maybe one out of the next 20 you won't, but I mean, there's more of a chance. If you go to a virtual today, just pick a virtual random and a traditional random. Which one's probably going to be cooler?
Oh, yeah, by far. By far the virtual.
Yeah.
No. To me, the traditionals now, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but for me, they've got to be something for me to give it a favorite point. They got to be impressive.
You hold them to it. Yeah, yeah.
They got to have some chops behind them if I'm going to give it a favorite point. Yeah, like JNLA says, now I'm too picky. Okay, so, but there's something even greater than virtuals.
Yeah, that virtuals at 93%. We're talking,
which we figured out was there's about 1,000 out there that don't, but we don't know the story on that. But the next one, I'm kind of surprised in a sense. Go ahead and tell us what the next one is.
Yeah, so the one, of course, that's left is webcams.
Webcams.
So we went over this and we said there's 190 webcams.
190.
In the world, you know, on here. So what percentage of those webcams have five or more favorite points?
Yeah, we let the chat room guess at this one.
Yeah, this is a good one. So chat room, let us know. What percentage
of webcams have favorite points that are still active?
Five or more favorite points.
Yeah, they have to have five or more. 100, that's a little high. Come on, they're webcams. I mean, I'm not gonna bend over backwards for a webcam. K-Blast says 99. Man, you guys are high.
I'd have to go back and check. I wonder if I have favorited every webcam I found.
Oh man, it sounds like Jesse the ghost of geocaching favorite point karma may haunt you unless you award some favorite points sometime.
They're old. They've had time.
Yeah.
I love Bell on the Move.
Yeah, it's Bell on the Move, not wrong.
Adrenaline rush of finding a webcam.
Yeah.
Whoa, Seebeck Tribe, 85.5. Ooh.
A little bit lower. So let's reveal it. The percentage out there is actually 99%.
99%.
So that's saying not every webcam out there has five or more favorite points. So yeah, shout out to K-Blast. I think Static Bird Pam got it. Phil as well too.
Phil Beer got it.
So any guesses?
Darren was close.
Yeah. Any guesses what webcam does not have five or more favorite points?
Oh,
I know.
Is it the one I mentioned before?
Yes. Pre-show.
Pre-show was Antarctica. Yep. Oh, yeah. Gashernick got it too.
Gashernick got it. Yeah.
Yeah. In fairness, it's only been found twice, right? Or two logs on it.
Two logs.
It can't have five favorite points.
Yeah. And one of those finds is bogus. And I can tell you right now, it's bogus.
So,
I don't know.
I can imagine a cache being around that long and not having a favorite point. If it's been found, right? Because all the other ones have been found.
Yeah.
Five times or more. So, yeah, which ones don't have them? Is that the only one that doesn't have them?
I got to pull it up. I think that was the only one that did not have it.
If that's the only one that doesn't have it, it's 100%. Because that one has not been found five times.
No, you can't. Yeah, the percentage wise, What's funny is, of the two people that found it, did both of them favorite it? I mean,
how would you not favorite Antarctica?
Well, because one of them was Jesse. I don't want to say this publicly, but one of them was bogus.
You mean I got to take my find off? Are you busting me on this one?
Hey, no. Jesse clearly looked at the Antarctica map on that one.
You and I know.
Look, Ape Cache is 100%. Ape Cache wins.
Yeah, which makes sense. It's an inactive, but it's still.
Yeah. Yeah, the Antarctica one is the only one with less than five.
What's the GC? I know we're getting
in on the fairness to that one. It can't be.
Yeah, that is GCD ECD.
Hang on.
And that one is Antarctic Views.
GCD, which is funny. GCD, that's the famous one in Washington.
Yeah, and I'll post it in the chat too for everybody.
GCD ECD.
GCD, ECD.
ECD, yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, and Terrain 5 for being in Antarctica on this one.
Come on, Terrain 5. Jesse, jump on that.
I mean, that's not really, you do have to have special gear. Yeah. You can get there, just like getting there, like many other places, but you do have to have special gear in Antarctica, so that one is a true five. I'll give that one. That's one of the few. It's got to be the only five difficulty.
Just because you have to have a boat? Right. Come on.
No. I mean, just once you get off a boat, you ain't walking around out there without special cold weather gear. You gonna die.
It is close to the
shore. You have phone and bathroom attribute nearby. It's close to
the shore, actually. So it's not. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Yeah, I was going to say, you look at the attributes, and at least it has a phone and bathroom attribute nearby, and scenic view, by the way.
Right. I think they're all. I think all the finds have been removed. I think all the finds are gone now.
Well, look, roll back up to the top right there. Hold on, right there.
Five, there's 53, and two. Oh wait, two finds. You're right, two.
That's two webcam photos taken.
Yeah, two finds.
Personality for that one.
Two quote finds. I know one of them is bogus. I won't tell you which one, but
so
because that's the webcam. There are no finds.
This really, kind of off the topic because you can't hide a webcam now,
right?
So webcam really doesn't count,
right?
So virtual, of the ones you can currently hide, that's really the one. If you're going to hide something for favorite points, that's what.
If you have access to it. Yeah. I mean, it's still legacy one. So we're talking for most people, the highest percentage. And again, this is just a cache type. You look at all of the caches in this cache type with five or more favorite points is Earth cache. So we're saying if people want to go after favorite points on here, Earth cache is a great solid opportunity.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense.
That not even close either.
Yeah, it's 78%. Multicache 62%. So that's significantly higher.
That's significant. So if you're hunting favorite points for your own caches, Earth cache is the way to go.
Yeah, which means people should tune into an upcoming show that we have.
That's true, it does.
Wow, what a segue into next week. There you go. All right, final thoughts, guys.
Well, we're kind of goofing off about it tonight, but I mean, the truth is, this is, we're explaining away the favorite points, and I think the same thing applies to the hides, mm-hmm. in that this is, we're talking to the small percentage of cachers in the world, right? Most cachers are new, don't really know what they're doing. We're talking to the advanced cachers. That's who's listening to this, right? You're deeper into the game than just finding a couple. Yeah. So, kind of playing the numbers game, most cachers are brand new. We don't expect those brand new cachers to hide anything but basic stuff. If we're talking about this, there's reasons to do it or whatever, but if you're talking to the advanced crowd is the one that kind of needs to be responsible for hiding the advanced caches. That's right. Kind of why my reason for even, thinking about this topic, but
yeah.
Plus, if you want to hide and you are one of those advanced cachers, you have the ability to hide something more than the basic cache. Not that there's anything wrong with those. Obviously, we're all going to find everyone we can. But, it's, if you have the ability to do it and you hide one, you're going to get a lot more favorite points going to that extra effort.
Yeah. I'll go next, and then John, you wrap us up tonight. So, yeah, part of it was obviously for funsies, and that's why we use this.
No, it's not. He said burn them all.
Burn them all. Jesse, he did not say that. He said that 10 times.
That's right.
10 times.
At least all 10 weren't in a bad New York accent. That's all I know.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't do bad New York accents. That's different. I can do a bad one if you want me to sometimes.
So, first of all, Nicole will be genius. Haha, yeah. She's being sarcastic. Yeah, very much a total pro here. you are considered an advanced cacher with the stuff that you've done. We already know you find more labs.
Yeah.
You're already starting to hide and think about hiding. She said it earlier, but she's hidden several cache types. She already plans to hide one of every type. That's an advanced cacher. That's exactly what we're talking about. Awesome. It has nothing to do with the time you've been in the game. You know, you're going to at least your second mega probably, or first mega or second mega, whatever. You're doing all these other things. Yeah, that's exactly who we're talking about. You could be in the game 6 months and be an advanced cacher, but we're talking about advanced cacher. So yeah, you've kind of outed yourself as an advanced cacher already. So.
Right. Well, we talked another advanced cacher into doing less than 8% next year. High speed mom's like, I got to do less than 8% next year. So there you go.
Well, you know, if you want to do your own experiment, go to your own caches. If you've hidden a bunch of cache types, go to your own and look at the favorite points you've gotten, what it stacks up to be in each of your own that you hid. So, you know, your quality is the same, you know. Go look at your own and see which ones you get a lot more favorite points on. That tells you, it's not just favorite points, but I mean, people enjoyed those of your caches better than others. We got to think about it. We can talk about favorite points all day, right? But generally, that's what it means.
And I'm preaching to myself because I tend to hide too many traditionals. I need to do more of all the other types. I mean, that's just my. I need to stop hiding traditionals because whether they be good or not. And that's the other part is that if it's going to be good, and I think some of my traditionals are good, I don't need to fall back on the crutch of, well, I'll just make it a traditional because the cache is good. So therefore it doesn't really matter. Part of it is also as a caveat, Bell on the Move says people hide what they find, and that's true. I do know for my area, and there's not a lot of caching going on in my area, when I hide something that's not traditional, it tends to be it's you know, picture a waste, you know, desert wasteland, you know, with the sand blowing through, and there's the lonely non-traditional sitting there, and it's like, you know, it's getting the sand is slowly starting to cover it up because it just doesn't get the love that other ones do.
So even though quiz then, and you're going to out yourself now, both of you guys, and I'll admit mine afterwards too. Of the caches that you've hidden.
Oh God. Let
me go. How many of them were traditional versus not traditional?
Let me go look. Hang on.
Yeah. Just take I got to pull this up too. I got to say though,
I know it's
for mine. In mine, 100% reflect what we're talking about is my favorite points definitely come from those that I hidden primarily that aren't traditionals on that side. So I can say at least our conversation rings, you know, pretty true to me. But
what do your numbers look like? How many have you hidden total?
Geez, so I have 65 total hides. Throughout the 20 adventure labs in there, so I'm at 45.
Where's the best way to find that stat, by the way?
On your geocaching profile page, go to geocaches. On the right side, it'll show you all your cache hides.
Yeah.
And I got 65 total caches.
Right. Throughout the 20 adventure labs, so we're at 45. Traditionals are 22 out of those. And then
that's a funny stat, and I'll tell you why in a second.
Yeah. I know you're Mr. Even Steven, or you're working towards it. But out of that, I think I have, and I'm looking, 8, 9, 10, 11. I think I have 11 of those traditionals still active on that.
Okay. So
traditionals are the most archived cache type of those that I've hidden as well, too. more so than any of
you didn't. Oh, that's a whole nother. Oh, that's a whole nother show.
No.
Which ones are you keeping active the longest? I mean, that's that affects all this too, right? No, while I was laughing, is I have also hidden exactly 22 traditionals.
Have you really?
Yeah,
22 traditionals.
Interesting. Yeah.
It's like, is that the threshold we all do before we know better, and then we're stop? Like,
I got to move on now.
Yeah, done it.
Oddly enough, that's out of 435 caches, so it's a smaller percentage for me.
A little bit, yeah.
What percentage of those are events? Because you hit an event. Yeah,
146 of mine are events.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
So that cuts me down to like 300, you know, other type caches.
So I'm looking. So on this right hand side, I've hidden 288, and then go down to where to find the breakdown advanced search or.
No, on the right side, you should see it.
Yeah. So if you do the geocaches tab, Gary, and then geocaches owned, you can look underneath that. And
I'm on the old. Let me go to the new. It's probably under the new dashboard. I'm on the old dashboard.
Actually, it's under both. But yeah.
Caches hidden. I am looking.
But you know what? As you're figuring that out. So we're not only talking about this thing, you know, it's the numbers kind of anomaly for us. Ours does not match what the world's does.
Hides.
But that's also because we are more focused on doing that, right? If you go to an average cacher's page, a bunch of them out there, if you look at their cache hides, it's like 99-1. If they've even done
it,
right? And they definitely haven't done more of the exotic, you know, more of the other end, the earth cache type. Maybe mystery, you know, maybe a multi or whatever. But when you look at cachers out there like that, that's pretty normal. So it's even our numbers, they're a little bit better than that, but it just shows that you're trying to put out something unique.
Mm-hmm. So I've got 79 published, one unpublished, which is my virtual I'm working on. I've archived 189. So my total hides is 293, and of those, 214 are traditional.
Ooh, so we're all over the scale then, yeah.
Multicache. Let's see, my next one would be labs, 25. Multis, I've done 16 multis. 19, I'm sorry, I've jumped the gun. 19 mystery, a couple letterbox, 3 earth cache, 3 where I go, 11 events. So
are you having traditional guilt, Gary? Is that
kind of like I've hidden way too many traditionals. Way too many.
No. You haven't hidden too many traditionals. You haven't hidden enough of the other caches.
That's true. Yeah, I haven't had
any cache that's out there is a cache, right? I mean, let's be honest about it. You don't like snub LPCs, do you? Do you walk by one? Even the trashiest LPC.
No.
You're not gonna go, no, I'm too good for that. No,
I'm not.
Walk 2 feet by it and just...
Yeah, just like, you know, Hakova just hit some caches or whatever, and she said, maybe I need to go change them. Well, that is one way to look at it, right? But
it is one way.
We're not saying hide less traditionals. We're saying hide more other things.
Yep.
Hide less of any caches. We're saying hide more of others.
Yeah, that's true. That's our final takeaway, I guess. And I went way too long. John, what's the... We need to wrap up.
Yeah, so thank you everybody who replied back.
Oh yeah, we got a big wrap
social media on here. You know,
huge
definitely, yeah, and we got something too to put after this too. But big thanks to Direwolf. He interpreted the show on social media as GTN wants us to stop hiding lizards and geocaches. It's pretty obvious from the picture. So appreciate it, Direwolf, but you know, we weren't talking about lizards unless lizards is a nickname for traditionals. And a couple other great comments. I like two trails with only micros destroy nice areas. Quantity over quality is a problem. Again, that's one person's perception, but it's all
I agree, you know, not the micro part, but quantity over quality is a problem if you're talking about good experience. It's great if you're just a numbers guy, right? Like power trails, but other than the micro part, you know, I don't need my cache to be big to find it. I can find a little ones.
Yeah, and like many people said today, it's the effort you put into them that reflects in that quality onto that one. But Another comment I like is somebody said, cue the comments about not liking this kind or not liking that kind. Just filter out what you don't like to hunt for and be happy. There's something for everyone at all levels.
Yes. Yeah, I
fully agree too.
We don't have to get into it, but people, there's a big thing. It's funny to joke about bashing lab guests.
Yeah, we're just,
We're we'll do them. You know what I mean? Like, I would never, if I thought about my least favorite cache type, I would never want them to be taken away from other people.
No.
I would just want to find more of other types, you know? So,
Yeah.
We're never saying don't do something. We're saying add more to it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And on that note, we got a challenge.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
Who's going to do it?
There it goes. Oh, man. That is the link to the challenge on that one. So if you take out your phone or your device right now with the camera and then bring it up for this cool QR code with the dinosaur in the middle.
That's right.
This will take you to a forum for our Geocache Talk non-traditional hide contest.
Yes.
So as part of the show, we wanted to encourage people to hide different types of caches out there. So on the forum, you'll hear, but here are the rules. So you can on here, you can submit, and there's a place to submit your geocaching name, your GC number, and tell us a little bit about your geocache on here as well, too. And on here, you know, basically, it's you can't submit any traditionals in here. Traditionals are not eligible for this contest. Cache owners can only submit one geocache that they own. So you can't go out, hide, you know, 50 geocaches on here that are non-traditionals. You got to pick one.
Quality over quantity.
Yeah,
that's you got to put the effort forward and put your best in on here. And on here, you may say, well, geez, I published a really cool geocache over this weekend. Can I do it? No, it has to publish tomorrow or later on here. It
has to be new.
And on here, what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at the top three favorite points that people receive. And we're going to make this a quick time turnaround time, too. May 31st, we're going to look at those for the top three received and select the finalists. And we want to invite those finalists on the show here to talk about their geocaches on here. So
with potential prizes too.
Yes. Some pretty sweet prizes.
Some sweet, may not be cash, but you get the idea. It's going to be cool prizes.
I like this one. I like this. I hope we have a bunch of people taking advantage of this.
So non-traditional has to be hidden starting tomorrow. And we're going to figure out the total favorite points on those submissions by, is it the end of May 31st? So June 1st will May 31st midnight. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. And hopefully the show has given people an opportunity to think if they hide different cache types, which ones could be successful on here.
So which Chad or both Chads? Yeah. Call both Chads.
Yeah. We're gonna do a follow-up for this in the future. So yes, we gotta get off. I know we gotta stop, but we need to have a contest to get people to opt in, get in the drawing for whatever for a good prize. But to do it, you have to have hidden one of all the available cache types.
Yeah, we've talked about before, and that's important. I think
we need to figure a way to make that work.
To be a well-rounded cacher, you need to find every type. You need to hide every type available. Obviously, you can't.
Obviously available. Yeah.
Cool. All right. He wants to know about weighted toward places with high traffic.
Yeah, and Cacher Nick says, will you take into consideration of areas of not rich cacher areas? Yeah, you know what? We will. We can find a way to do that. We'll try to figure it out the best we can, right, with the stats that we have available. But, you know, if we have somebody that hides one, obviously in an area that doesn't get found that often, that's different, right? And we have to find a way to include you as well.
In a good tiebreaker could be
just as much, if not more, to the landscape by there not being that many out there.
Absolutely. And if we get a good percentage too on there too, like if you get a cache out there that's getting 100% favorite points, you know, that's definitely a good sign.
We can use my favorite algorithm for the geocaches. I know. The lower bound of Wilson score confidence interval for a Bernoulli parameter.
Yeah, that's what we're going to use. Or that's the point. One of those two. I'm not sure which one. But Yeah, we'll find a way. We just want to encourage people to try it different. You know, try some other. For some people, it's normal, but some people have never done it. So try it. It's just for fun. It's a challenge for us.
Yeah. But I know Jesse poo-pooing it, but the algorithm does go through and say, if you found it, did you give it a favorite point?
Yeah.
So it does a percentage for us.
We have a percentage. We have a way to figure it out. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, cool. Challenge has been accepted. So we're off. Man, we're off and running. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, you guys. That was good. And next week, like I said, Gary Lewis will be with us. Talk about Earth caches and the new requirements and all that good stuff. So good night. Everybody have a good week. Good night, everybody.
Take care, everybody.
May your finds be many and your DNFs be few. May the terrain and difficulty both be less than two. And whatever it is you're looking for, may it find its way to you. And may we all meet again.
Folks, we hope you've enjoyed the show tonight. Please email us your comment at geocachetalk@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. The show can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, or Spotify, as well as at the Geocache Talk website. Don't forget to click that subscribe button below and ring that bell notification so that you can see and hear the show on a weekly basis. And tell your friends about the show. Get them involved with us in the chat room. And until next week, don't just talk about geocaching. Go geocaching.